Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting third. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Garth Eorg. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Manuel Lee. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jim Clancy. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting second. The left fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting fifth. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Russ Moorman. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jack Perkins. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Carlton. And now, play ball. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barfield who is chasing the ball. Lyons reaches third base with a triple. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clancy has Lyons trapped. There's the throw to Eorg and over to Martinez, who tags Lyons for the out. Baines moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield takes first base on ball four. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston takes first base on ball four. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Lyon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston takes first base on ball 4. Perkins moves to second. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Lyons bunts towards the mound. Clancy fields it and throws to first for the out. Perkins moves to third. Boston moves to second. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barfield. Hassey reaches second base with a double. Perkins scores. Boston scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Mosby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Mosby moves to second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mosby moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Barfield hits a pop-up towards first. Moorman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 1 in the game. Eorg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mosby scores. Johnson moves to third. Bell moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Bell scores. Eorg moves to third. It's 3-2, Blue Jays. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moorman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lee for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive towards short. Fernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0-for-1 in the game. Moorman takes first base on ball 4. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Clancy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Gene Nelson now pitching. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mosby strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boston for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hassey hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Eorg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lyons. Eorg reaches second base with a double. Ernie Witt pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt strikes out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Upshaw hits a pop-up towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Witt now catching. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Eorg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With three walks. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moorman hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Perkins takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Perkins moves to second. Mark Eichhorn now pitching. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Lyons strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Perkins scores. Boston moves to second. It's Blue Jays, 3, White Sox, 3. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hassey takes first base on ball 4. Boston moves to third. Baines moves to second. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Boston scores. Baines moves to third. Hassey moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Bell reaches second base with a double. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Barfield is called out on strikes. One out. Rance Mullinix pinch hits for Garth Eorg. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rance Mullinix now playing third base. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Moorman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Perkins strikes out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moorman. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Moorman steals second. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Upshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Shepard pinch hits for Manuel Lee. Ron Shepard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shepard strikes out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 4 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thigpen fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Toronto Blue Jays, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.